Treasury Star Parade. Produced under the personal direction of William A. Baker, with David Brookman and his orchestra and chorus, Kenneth Spencer, A Flock of Americans, and Henry Hall as our master of ceremonies.
This is Henry Hall, ladies and gentlemen, with another of the programs brought to you by the Treasury Department. It's the Freedom Road we're traveling today, and we're introducing a new song by Emerson Harper and Langston Hughes, sung by Kenneth Spencer, with David Brookman and the Augmented Treasury Orchestra and Chorus. For the first time on the air, the Freedom Road. Travel on, boys.
Abe Lincoln said, government of the people, for the people, and by the people, shall not perish from the earth. Roosevelt said, freedom of speech, freedom of worship, freedom from want, freedom from fear. Joe Louis said, this is God's law. That's why I'm marching, yes, I'm marching. I'm marching down Freedom Road. Ain't nobody gonna stop me. Ain't nobody gonna keep me from marching down Freedom Road. Hitler may rant, Mussolini may rave. I'm going after freedom if it lead me to my grave. That's why I'm marching. Yes, I'm marching. I'm marching down Freedom Road. Hand me my gun, let the bugle blow loud. I'm on my way with my head up proud. One objective I've got in view. Keep a hold of freedom for me and you.
That's why I'm marching. Yes, I'm marching. I'm marching down Freedom Road.
Ain't nobody gonna stop me. Ain't nobody gonna keep me.
I'm marching down Freedom Road.
Submarines may dive. Dive bombers, they may scream. I'm going after freedom, and I mean it ain't no dream.
That's why I'm marching, I'm marching, I'm marching down Freedom Road.
United we stand, divided we fall. Let's make this world safe for one and all. Why, I've got a message, and you know it's right. Black and white together, unite and fight. That's why I'm marching, yes, I'm marching. I'm marching down Freedom Road. Ain't nobody gonna stop me. Ain't nobody gonna keep me. I'm marching down Freedom Road. China by our side, mighty Russia as our friend. I'm going after freedom and a new world at the end. That's why I'm marching, yes, I'm marching, Freedom
are times that try men's souls. Those were the words of Thomas Paine, American patriot. He spoke them over 150 years ago. America was a new idea then. The land was here, the people were here. But the idea of America, that was still just a cherished vision in a few men's minds and hearts. Freedom and liberty. We're used to those words now. We use them casually, lightly, unmindful of what they mean, of what our right to use them cost the men who gave them to us. Those men's souls were indeed tried. They gave their genius and their strength, sometimes their lives, to ensure that the men who would follow after them should live in the full realization of their prophetic vision. I am an American. The pride of all the people of a mighty nation speaks in those four words and 13 letters, using only four consonants and three vowels. Words and letters, they are symbols. What do they mean?
Only four words and 13 letters. Only four consonants and three vowels. What do they mean? They mean 130 million people and the hearts and the souls thereof. They mean 48 states, territories, and possessions, and all the pride thereof. They mean that there's an idea current in the world which is big enough and strong enough to stir the hearts and souls of those 130 million people, and to sustain one flag over all of their states and territories and possessions. They mean the world of strife and terror. One idea big enough, one nation strong enough, that all the hope of the world lies in her strength. They mean that liberty still lives in the earth, and freedom and the dignity of free men before God.
You down there in the audience, are you an American?
And how I'm an American.
Then come up here and tell us about it.
Why, I'm as American as the soil I till, as the crops I harvest on my farm out in Iowa or Vermont, Oregon, California, or Louisiana. Am I an American? Why, I'm the pulse and the beat of America. I feed her sinews and enrich her blood. My tractors go up and down the long furrows that run from end to end of the continent. I walk with 7-league boots over irrigation ditches and storage dams, over levees, and over the tile drained swamps of Indiana. Look, friend, what do you mean, am I an American?
Thank you. And you, over there, what about you?
Are you trying to kid me, brother? Because if you are, it ain't funny, see? Sure, I'm an American. I'm as American as any other Italian, Dutch, Danish, Armenian American you ever saw. And believe me, that's some American. Why, I'm the little guy that runs the factories, drives the piles, and builds the highways and the levees. I give out, see, with the super jive of industry. I know my stuff. I work faster, do more, and do it better than any other 10 million men like me, any odd place you can mention. What do you mean, brother? Am I an American?
All right. You in the rear. Now, what about you, madam?
Me?
That's right, you.
Why, that's downright funny. I don't know that anybody ever asked me that before. I always took it for granted. I'm married. I have 5 children. We've sent them to college. And they're in business. Except Joe and Bill, who are in the Army. Nothing very spectacular about running a house and raising 5 kids. But they're all good Americans. So I must be, I guess. Funny. I'm just a mother and a housewife. Nobody ever thought of asking me about myself. I guess they've always just taken it for granted. Of course I'm an American.
Yes. And you. You to my left down there with the glasses.
Yes, I'd say I was an American. For 150 years, I've done my share towards building this nation. I've worked in laboratories and machine shops. I've discovered vitamins and invented airplanes, besides steamboats and automobiles and electric lights and other things too numerous to mention. I've built hospitals and taken care of the people's health, established clinics and worked for social reform, taught in the schools and colleges, and passed on to the world all the accumulated learning of the ages in my small way, as nearly as I could. If being an American means making America and the world a better place to live in, yes, I guess I'd say I was an American.
I'm liking this. Now, what about you? You, sir, with the gray hair and cravat and the morning coat.
You don't recognize me, do you? Well, that's only natural. A lot of people don't. But I think they know who I am, all right. It's just that more often than not, my words have been buried in textbooks in the Library of Congress, in law records and decrees, essays and collections of famous orations. I wrote the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. I added amendments one by one. I spoke over the graves at Gettysburg. And before that, I watched through the night a flag of stripes and stars fluttering in the red glare of rockets and the flash of cannon fire, and cried, "Oh, say, can you see? We hold these truths to be self-evident. Neither slavery nor involuntary servitude. 47 years ago, we, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, our country, 'tis of thee." These words and others imperishable through me, the voice of America, her battle cries and hymns, her laws and statutes, words flung flaming out across the boundless sea to a world that did not know this freedom and has not learned it in 150 years. But the words are there. They have been spoken. Yes, you may say I am an American.
Thanks. And if I've left anyone out, I'm sorry.
It doesn't really matter. We're all Americans anyway.
And you, Sonny, what about you?
Well, Mr. Hall, I'll tell you. It's like this. In school, we read about things and teacher talks. And at home, you hear things, too. And especially when there's a war, a fella gets to thinking. And when you stand up to recite the Pledge of Allegiance every morning before classes, gee whiz, it means something. You know, the other day I got to figuring. There's 130 million people, and about one half of them must be kids. And that's a lot of kids, Mr. Hall, at 9 o'clock every morning, reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. And they're all Americans. Boy, and how. Why, that's nearly 70 million kids. Can you hear them?
Yes, I can. I can hear them. American, your typical American, in good times, in bad times, in peace times, in war times. You can tell him by his walk, by the lift of his head, by the way he carries himself, by his good humor, his tolerance, his love of his fellow men, and his generosity. But he can hate, too, once you stir his wrath. And we are hating right now, and we are doing something about it. Yes, sir, we're doing something about it. Now, to all of you within hearing of my voice, there's just one more thing I want to impress upon you. If you haven't already done so, answer your war bond protocol. That is important. It calls for at least 10% of everything you earn, 10% of your total income, invested in United States war savings bonds and stamps. Buy more if you can. For war savings bonds and stamps are your investment in the future security of America. Remember, this is your country. Keep it yours.